The patient is a woman between the ages of 20 and 39. She had no symptoms of the COVID-19 virus whatsoever. In fact, she was going to the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center in Sitka for something else altogether.
We're testing every single person that comes into the hospital environment.
Dr. Elliot Brule is the chief medical officer for SEARCH, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The last confirmed case in Sitka was on April 25th, a man in his 60s who had been confined in the Sitka Long-Term Care Center. An initial lab test confirmed that he had the virus, but after he was admitted to the hospital and isolated, subsequent testing showed that he was virus-free, and the drama of sampling, testing, and retesting took nearly 2 weeks to play out. Testing has improved since then.
And this patient had a test that was collected at the time of their admission that was sent to Anchorage to ANMC. It was a direct PCR laboratory test that was positive.
So what was the turnaround time on that?
Less than 24 hours now. It's getting very good.
The patient was discharged from the hospital and is in quarantine at home. She's still asymptomatic. The public health nurse is checking in with her often. Since this patient was out in the community rather than confined to a long-term care facility, it's upped the ante for contact tracing, identifying and locating everyone else in her immediate circle who may have been exposed to the virus. Brule says there is an official range of contact, beginning with casual, which is not of much concern, to the other extreme, which is.
And so high-risk contact would be contact that's within 6 feet, where neither person is wearing a mask, and the contact period is greater than 10 minutes.
High-risk contacts are all being tested. Contact tracing is the state's responsibility, but Brule says the hospital is supporting the work. Short of a vaccine, this is how you beat a pandemic.
Having this ability to provide testing and provide it quickly in combination with contact tracing. Without that, this thing has the potential to move quickly. And so, yeah, that's the overall goal. And I think that's the overall strategy for the whole state.
A strategy which Brule says includes all the things we've been doing for the past 12 weeks: social distancing, disinfecting surfaces, and wearing masks in public. And taking care of your overall health. As the economy reopens, so is healthcare. And Brule says Mount Edgecombe has doubled down on sanitation and staff testing to ensure the safety of all patients, even those without the coronavirus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.